Abraham's life was marked by acts of faith and obedience to God. When he was about 120 years old, the Lord put him through a final test. This event highlights the life of faith of the man whom the Bible calls the father of believers and the friend of God. This last test revealed Abraham's faith and obedience as none other had done before. His son Isaac had grown to be a young man. Since Ishmael had left, Isaac remained the only heir, and he was the joy of his father's old age. This son, who had been born after 25 years of waiting upon God, was a gift of grace because his birth was a miracle. All the blessings that God had promised to the world would come, according to God's word, through Isaac's line of descent. Then one day the Lord said to Abraham, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Isaac, this long-awaited son, bearer of the divine promises, had to be offered up as a sacrifice, according to God's command. Abraham obeyed at once. Early the next morning he got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. He cut wood for the burnt offering and set out for the place God had told him about. Without delay and without complaint, Abraham undertook the long and painful journey with Isaac, this son whom he had been told to sacrifice. Abraham did not understand God's purpose, but he knew the voice that had spoken to him, and he believed, as the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews says, that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. With this assurance of faith, Abraham was certain that God's promises would be accomplished, even through death. Which is why, the New Testament writer adds, figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. The journey from Beersheba lasted 3 days. When they drew near, Abraham looked up and saw the place God had spoken about. It was one of the hills of Jerusalem, the one on which King Solomon would later build the temple. The patriarch said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey, while I and the lad go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham's faith in the all-powerful God he knew and trusted gave him the calm assurance that Isaac would come back alive. But the heartbreak of this man of God as he set out to accomplish the mission that he had been given must have been immense. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son, while he himself carried the fire and the knife, and they set out together. After a while, Isaac said, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." When they reached the region of Moriah, Abraham built an altar and arranged the wood on it. He bound Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay a hand on the lad. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there, in a thicket, he saw a ram caught by its horns. So he sacrificed the ram as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called that place Jehovah Jireh, which means "the Lord will provide." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time, "I swear by myself that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and all nations on earth will be blessed through your offspring." Abraham and Isaac returned to the servants who were waiting, and they set off together for Beersheba. This moving incident is full of prophetic meaning. The sacrifice demanded of Abraham was an image of the sacrifice God would one day make for humanity. As the Apostle Paul says, "God has not spared his only son, but has delivered him up for us all." Isaac, who accepted without resistance his father's will, prefigured Jesus, the Son of God, who, according to Paul's words to the Philippians, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. The ram, sacrificed instead of Isaac, speaks of substitution. 2,000 years later at Golgotha, Jesus was our substitute, taking our place under God's judgment. He was delivered over to death for our sins and raised to life for our justification, says Paul in his epistle to the Romans. Next episode, Rebecca.